Open Language 英语，
潘吉接你告诉你。
大家好，我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, I'm Adam。
今天呢，我们要说一个让很多朋友很困扰、很头疼的问题，包括我自己以前也是。当当当当，这个问题就是
grammar
语法。我觉得就是在传统的英语教育方法啊，我们中国传统这个教育方法里面，确实语法像一个 monster， 像一个洪水猛兽。是一件非常难懂非常难明白的事情，因为它是非常理论的。It's so technical.
Yeah, theoretical.
对，而且呢，我觉得在中国我们一直英语教学，就是说你要先去背，先去搞懂那些语法的规则， as if, you know, that's the pretext for even speaking and using a very simple English sentence.
Yeah, if you don't know grammar, how can you speak? That's the theory.
对
dumb theory.
对，但是 in reality, like you said, it's not true.
Right.
对吗？我们可以在不同的场景下知道怎么用英语问一个问题，回答一个事情。这个不是说我要先学会某一条语法规则才能做的。所以我们今天的节目呢，就想纠正一些我自己以前也有过的语法的 misconceptions, 一些误区，然后总结出来一些比较好的学语法的经验。And I'll also be asking Adam how he and many native speakers learned grammar. 也希望对大家有用啊。所以大家到我们的微信公众号呢，就能看我们今天所总结的经验，然后包括我们今天还有一段配套的视频，就是我把中国大学英语六级基础语法的一些考题给 Adam Diana Native Speaker 做了，大家可以看看他们的反应。首先 Adam, 我想来考考你啊，就是中国大学英语六级的，你知道这个四六级 English exams, right? The big ones.
I've heard of them, I'm not too familiar.
Those are basically exams you need to, English proficiency tests you need to pass, in order to even get a university degree.
Even if you don't study English?
对，就算你的 major, 你的专业不是英语，你也要考过那个四级，对。好，那里面常见的语法句式，第一，倒装结构， inverted sentences.
Inverted sentences, okay.
就是当表示否定或基本否定的词或词组。So with a negative sentence.
Okay, so like never have I
对对对
gone to, okay.
就是当你这个否定的词或词组在句首 the beginning of a sentence 做状语做 adverbial modifier 的时候。
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, so never have I heard of that before.
对，所以刚刚我说 adverbial modifier 的时候，你也 I just saw blank face.
Well, I'm very familiar with an adverb, and I'm very familiar with the word modify, so I can guess, but I've never heard that before.
Adverbial modifier.
Adverbial modifier. Sounds like a band name.
壮语
A bad band name.
对，这好像就是你们从小学语法 native speaker不太会学这种 technical names, 对吧、
right.
就 parts of speech, 词性你们一定会学
yeah,、sure.
就会学 this is a noun, this is a verb,、
right.
But it pretty much stops there.
That's right. Yep, so we will learn. The biggest difference or difficulty for us, I remember, was adverb and adjective.
Adverb 就是副词、adjective 形容词。
Right. So sometimes when we were young, it was very easy to make...to mix those two up.
但是你们小的时候学英语会有一个什么专门语法课吗？还是
No, never.
就是 you would learn English.
We just learn English, so maybe read a poem or a book or,or just actually practice our handwriting. That was a big part of English class.
对，因为我最近买了一本，就是我有买美国和加拿大的elementary school curriculum,、
okay.
就是他们的小学的一些教材，英语的教材给我自己的孩子学。后来我就发现，真的这个里面教语法 ，it's not the stand-alone grammar approach,、which is I think what we learn in China.、Stand-alone 就是你把语法 独自辟出来，把它分隔开来说，我们先教这个规则，这个 rule、oh. 对，然后 they always start with the rule and then give you lots of sentences.
Sure, exactly.
But after learning those really abstract rules,、mm. most people are just confused as hell.
Yeah, that's right.
就你读了那个语法的规则，那个语法法则以后，你已经就被它 confused 到一塌糊涂，然后你根本就不知道他在说什么。
Or you're too scared.
可是呢，我看了加拿大和美国的这些书以后，就发现 it's all learning by doing.
嗯、that's right.
就是你学，怎么学呢？就是看很多实际的例子。
Sure.
So lots and lots of examples.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, we always watch TV, you know, read、mm-hmm. books,、you know, listen to our, of course, we listen to our teachers, our friends, our environment.
对，当然 ESL 就是英语第二语言的学习和这个 first language、mm. mother tongue acquisition 第一语言母语的学习是不一样的。
Right.
可是呢，我觉得还是有一些共同点、mm. 特别是我们现在这个英语大家最差的就是实际去使用 the actual, you know, speaking,、mm. using English.、
Yep.
所以其实这个时候我自己觉得最有用的就是你还是要多听多看多练 native speaking resources、
嗯、
就要知道就是 high frequency situations 对你来说最高频率的一些场景、嗯、然后在那些高频率的场景下你可以用什么样的语言就这种 high frequency language、
right.
高频的语言那从这个语言里面呢再总结语法的规则、
mm.
那么以后 you can apply it in a more general context、
sure.
就以后自己会适用
Yeah, but never start the other way around, right?
对、mm. 就是千万不要把这个顺序倒过来、
mm. What I really mean is don't go buy the book Don't buy a grammar book、
mm.
And just memorize these things And then, you know, go up to a foreigner on the streetAnd start with, you know, a adverbial modifier. Okay, I'll start. Excuse me, never have you ever done this?
对，所以这就为什么我们有的时候在直播课，还有每周我们会员的那个 live Q&A 问答环节里面，我们经常会收到一些问题，就觉得很难回答。因为那些问题 ，a lot of them are very abstract.
Yes.
就是会问我们倒装句怎么用、然后就是说 How do I use the inverted structure?
Yeah, and you can see, you know, Spencer and Diana and I
对，因为就是说倒装句怎么用我就会先问大家说你为什么要用倒装句、
yeah.
Right, so always start with Why am I even using the sentence structure?
Right.Yeah, and it seems like a lot of it is really formal, like almost too formal. And not only that, it seems like it's all written. It's like what a writer would use.
对，非常书面，而且是那种 advanced writing, 是高级写作里面才会出现的。
Yeah.
像我们前面一直说的倒装句，对吧？比如 Never have I heard it before.、
Mm.
Nowhere can I find my lost watch. 其实就是这两个句子，我觉得都是很简单的，而且And think about the situations where you need to use these sentences.
Yeah.
They're all pretty, like, common everyday situations.
Sure, I lose my watch all the time.
对，就是在那样的场景 situation 底下，你不需要用这样的方法倒装句来表达你的意思。
Sure, of course. I would say I can't find my watch anywhere.
对，是吧？就是 nowhere can I find my lost watch. 就一个外国人 native speaker 听到了以后，他们会觉得非常奇怪。
Sure,
Why are you talking like that? 然后就像 Adam 说的，他们就会说
I can't find my watch anywhere.
对，然后 Never have I heard it before.
I've never heard that before.
没错，就是其实我想跟大家今天节目想跟大家说的就是 Don't learn grammar from the rule,
right,
from the principle,
book,、yeah.
from the book.、
Right.
Always start with real life situations.
Sure, exactly.
特别我觉得对于成人口语的学习、
mm.
对吧日常沟通英语的这个目的这是特别特别重要的、
right.
而且是特别特别有用的一点啊。
It's not first finding the structure and then...saying something, it should be you expressing yourself hopefully using the right structure.
但是我觉得很多朋友的问题就是他受传统的语法教育，所以他现在说出来的话，他的语言组织方法都是很书面的，很正式的，或者非常别扭的。So it's all very clunky, it's not very natural at all. 就很多朋友说，那能不能教我们最自然的语法啊？
And really, of course we can, right? Like, that's why we have this new grammar course.
对，就是我们九月份给我们开言会员的一个福利语法班，微信的一个班，就是真的想帮大家树立一种就很容易上手的而且日常生活中用得到的语法学习的方法。That's why in designing this course, we really didn't take the academic approach, 然后说怎么用强调句型，怎么用什么结果补语。就是说 okay, let's start with the most common types of grammar mistakes we noticed.
Sure.
就是我们的用户还有中国朋友很容易被 confused, 很容易出错的一些问题。
Sure. I mean, you keep saying,用得到的 I like to think of it as the low-hanging fruit. That's the best. You start with the low-hanging fruit before you get to the top of the tree.
Low-hanging fruit 就是一个在树上最低的一个水果，你垂手可得的，对吧？其实这个就是说，对你来说最常见、最常用，也是最容易改正的一些语法的问题。所以我们在九月份呢，都会跟大家分享，我们每个礼拜会有视频课内容推送，然后有直播课，然后有实时的聊天室。哎 ，Adam， 里面的几个主题我都觉得特别好，比如说这个什么时候要用的，什么时候不用的。
Right, or not only that, but also the or the. Same word, but different pronunciation. So it's all there.
所以我们在九月这一个月里面呢，都会帮助大家，都会来指导大家。那希望大家就是不要因为语法就对自己学英语没信心，就不喜欢学英语，就害怕学英语。Because, you know, 我跟大家承认一点 by my own admission, 我以前在国内小学初中语法都很差的。就是后来有机会去国外读书，没有专门语法课。而是真的我今天节目的结尾要给大家最大的这个 tip。诀窍就是你还是要多听多看多读
Yes.
多用英语
Sure, of course.
So by immersing yourself in natural, 就是你要把自己浸泡在很自然的英语里面培养一种树立一种正确的英语使用习惯英语的语感然后再去总结原来这些场景底下都是用这个句型的那么以后碰到这样的场景我也能这么用我也能这么说 So I find that to be way more helpful than memorizing grammar rules guys really believe me
I already forget what it's called adverbial
modifier
right
好那不知道大家对就是语法有什么样的问题和困惑都希望在今天我们节目的留言里面告诉我们那我们也会在九月的语法这个微信班里面来回答大家来帮助大家那如果你已经是开言会员的话呢九月份你就会收到这个新的福利学习福利 All you need to do is becoming a member
Okay, so that sounds pretty good
对就是成为开言的会员那一年的会员费只要629元你可以参加免费参加我们九月的语法班然后还有一点很重要的就是你每天可以学习到我们开言的新课还有我们已经发布的将近700节不同级别的课
Yeah, because the one thing that we have emphasized a few times I would just like to emphasize one more timeAll of our lessons, all of our stuff, we always put the language first and the grammar second.
所以这就是为什么我们的语法课还有以前的写作课、发音课都没有单独的收费，而是说作为会员福利。因为我真的觉得你就是，其实我们每天的课这是最重要的部分。That's the core, right? That really is the foundation. 好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。九月份我。Adam, Diana, Spencer, we're all here to help you make grammar fun and make grammar useful.
That's right.
Okay, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. 九月我们一起学语法。大家下次再见，拜拜。
Bye bye.